Welcome to a podcast from Aurelia Community Church, where we desire to bring the whole gospel to the whole person, to the whole world, proclaiming the liberating power of the gospel as we grow, serve, and go. Join us in this message as we look to the scriptures, seeking to be transformed into the image of Christ.
We're looking at this morning, so that's East Africa. A month ago I was in Kenya. Uganda is where the NEMA Children's Choir comes from, and up to just above Kenya is Ethiopia, where Gratis is located, and where I'm going back next month. Next slide is an overview of the map of Ethiopia, and down towards the right and up towards the top is where we're heading, and then the next slide is a very significant picture. That's a picture of a tree that a number of us, three years ago, this time of year, Tony and myself and Gret and Simon and some folks from People's Church and from Compass over in Orangeville, we sat under that tree and we prayed. And Gret's going to share some of the fruit that's come out of that time of prayer. So, Gret, I'm going to turn it over to you and just invite you to speak as the Lord leads you.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're going to have here Afro-Canadian Thanksgiving, right? I'm so glad, you know, I came back here. Again, I'm speaking in this church because I really appreciate your partnership, and I really appreciate your prayers and financial supports. Without you, we couldn't make it to this point. So really, really, I'm very grateful for your support. Thank you so much. I've been thinking and praying last night about what looks like Thanksgiving. You guys have a wonderful culture. When you think about this Thanksgiving, I was thinking about reading scripture from Book of Luke, chapter 19, about Zacchaeus, and I was thinking about his life. He was like, he lived his life just working hard, getting money. His philosophy was just get money, save money, whatever, however you can get the money, and just have the money and change your life through that money. That was his philosophy. So he was a tax collector. He was getting all the money that he needed, and he wanted to get the peace or a good life, or successful life through that, what he's collected, or what he's saved through. But that philosophy is changed one day. Amen? That's changed. Because Jesus showed up and found this wonderful man. And Jesus said, I'm going to come to your house. That's a turning point for Zacchaeus. It's a completely going from one lifestyle shifting into another lifestyle. Instead of depending on the money, he just shifted into depending on the Jesus. Amen? Then he just comes. This is what he did. He was very thankful. He has a thankful, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. Seriously, he had a Thanksgiving dinner and a wonderful, he says, here's my money. I've been trusted my money. I've been trying to build my all life on this, all what I collected, or all what I saved. But he says, I'm going to give you back. If there's any need, I'm going to give it back, all the monies. So he stopped trusting the money and completely entered in a new life. Praise the Lord. So for me is, we were singing here, it's all about Jesus. Amen? It's all about Jesus. What's amazing still, we can serve Lord. It's amazing still, we are being called his children. It's all about Jesus. It's good to have food. It's good to have turkey. I had it yesterday, so it's good. But it's all about Jesus. Amen? It's all about Jesus. recently, I just want to share this story, and then my son will come forward and he will sing a couple of songs for us. And his name is Yidi. You'll like him. A few months ago, I was teaching in a discipleship class, and later on I can show you some of the pictures. There was a man called Abdu. And he told me a very fascinating story. So Abdu was a strong man. He's not such respected person in the community, but everybody was just afraid of him, like, because he's like without any mercy to anyone. He just kills. But this man, one day he was sitting under the tree, another guy came and just robbed him in his back of his head by knife. He was bleeding, but he looked at him and he knew he's going to get him someday, and he left to hospital. But this happened long ago. Then Abdu was looking for this man every day, but they have not met. Like, he went even in the nighttime, he was waiting at his house area, but you know, he couldn't find him. But after that, Abdu came to the Lord. Now his life started changing. And one day after he finished his discipleship class and went to home, guess what happened? He found the man that he was looking for sitting under the tree, and he was very ill. And the man immediately recognized Abdu, and he was trying to cover his face. But Abdu knew that was the man. And he said, "Hey, do you need any help?" Says Abdu. He said, no, just leave me alone. I want to be alone. Just leave me alone." That was a scary time for him. He says, "Well, I just wanted to help you. Are you willing to come with me to my house?" He said, "No. If you leave me alone, that's enough." And Abdu said, no, I won't leave you alone in here. You are really very ill. I want to help you." He said, "No." But finally, Abdu calls other guys, and he pays his transportation to hospital. And Abdu puts him in the transportation and takes him to hospital. And everybody was amazed, because that's not the story that they were expecting. And I asked Abdu, "What happened to you?" Because he said, "Jesus changed my life." People are, because of that, a lot of people looked at Abdu and they want to know what is the difference in Abdu. And he started telling them how Jesus changed his life. And there are some guys coming to Christ through that. Amen? You know, this is what I like. It's not about just, you know, when I teach discipleship class, it's not about just giving a knowledge. It's not giving about the biblical basis. But when the people put it that in practice, that's really encouraging. Praise the Lord. Yidi, why don't you come forward and just sing a couple of songs? I think first I will ask him to sing the Ethiopian song, Amharic, which is our national language. And come here. Yidi is 12, so say hi.
Hello.
So, I have 5 children, and my oldest is 15. Yidi is the second oldest, so he likes to serve the Lord. He's just like this. He comes forward and he sings, you know. Anyway, the first song is he's going to sing is, say, Jesus, Jesus, Getae, Getae. Jesus is in Amharic, means the name for Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Getaim is my Lord, my Lord. So it continues that song. It says, Minilalo bainoche taicharlo. What can I say? I have been seen by your eyes. Minilalo bajoro tasabicharlo. What can I say? I have been heard by your ears. Minilalo bajoche tadabisharlo. What can I say? I have been touched by your hands. Minilalo befikre taijarlo. What can I say? I have been captured by your love. That's a song first he's going to sing, and later he will sing one English song too. Go ahead, Yidi.
Jesus. Song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I want to know Christ who died for me. He paid for my sins and now his grace can make me free. He rose again and lives today. My greatest need, my greatest need is to know Christ. I want to know Christ and walk in His ways. I want to do all I can do, serve Him every day. I want to trust Christ, whatever may come. My greatest need, my greatest need is to know Christ.
Amen. I can't sing that. Yidi only can do that. He's good at English songs, so... let's read from the book of Mark, chapter 14, from verse 3 to 9, and Pastor Mike will help us to read that part.
This is Mark 14. Meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who had previously had leprosy. And while he was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume made from essence of nard. She broke open the jar and poured the perfume over his head. Some of those at the table were indignant. "Why waste such expensive perfume?" they asked. "It could have been sold for a year's wages and the money given to the poor." So they scolded her harshly. But Jesus replied, "Leave her alone. Why criticize her for doing such a good thing to me? You'll always have the poor among you, and you can help them whenever you want to, but you'll not always have me. She has done what she could and has anointed my body for burial ahead of time. I tell you the truth, whenever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed."
Amen. I give a title for this story. It's a very phenomenal story. It says, yes. Are you willing to waste for Jesus? It's a wonderful story. When I think about this story, the first thing is this woman, she brought up this jar full of perfume and very expensive. And she broke in the jar and put it on the head of Jesus. When I studied this story, I couldn't find anything that mentions or indicate that this woman was rich or wealthy. But she wasn't rich, she wasn't wealthy woman, but she was able to bring very expensive gift for Jesus. Amen? To bring a very expensive gift for Jesus, we don't need to be a rich person, by the way. We don't need to have everything. And the question I ask always when I read this, you know, scripture is, what is the motivation behind this very expensive gift? Why? Why did she decide to do that? She wasn't a rich woman. She didn't have everything that she needed, but she was able to bring this a very expensive, costly gift. What made her to do this? Because I found something. It's a love. Love. When love motivates people, then that changes everything. Some people, you know, I hear some people saying, oh, well, you know, I'm going to give my tithes and everything, you know, someday. Or I'm going to give my life, you know, I'm going to serve the Lord someday when I have everything in place. That's not true. God is not asking something that we don't have in our hand right now. The only thing God is asking, He wants to use whatever that we have in our hand right now. He starts with a small thing. If we are not faithful with our small things that we have, we will never gonna serve Lord with the big things. Remember the story how Jesus fed 5,000 people. It was a very small thing. Only one young man's hand. It wasn't big. It wasn't enough for those all 5,000 people. But Jesus said, I'm gonna use it that one. Amen. I'm gonna use that the thing that you have in your hand. I just wanted to encourage you this morning. Don't wait until you get rich to serve Lord. Amen? Don't wait until everything is just sorted out and everything is just peaceful. We are called to serve Him. Not just to sit in the church and come every Sunday and sing a song and listen a sermon, go back home. God called us to serve Him. Every one of us. It's not just, the pastor is not the only person that called to be a servant. We are a servant for the kingdom of God. But we can bring that expensive gift. Unless, if love is not our motivation, we cannot bring that. But the story is fascinating because this woman broke the jar and she really put that perfume. That perfume changed the entire room's smell, the existing smell. It's completely, everybody was able to smell that wonderful perfume. When we sacrifice our life, when we sacrifice something really expensive, something really touchy, touches our pocket, our heart, then it will start, other people begin to smell that thing, right? In a good way. We start touching other people's life. But if there is no, if somebody is not really willing to sacrifice his life, if he's not really want to waste his life for others, his money, his time, his everything, there is nothing can happen in people's life. Remember, if Jesus was not really lay down his life for us, do you think we can be like this? Gathered in the church? No! Because Jesus laid down his life, and so we can live a wonderful life. In the same way, the same is true for us. When somebody is sacrificing his life for other people, when we begin living our life for others, then other people will receive a great blessing. Look at it. What happened in this story that reminds me? The disciples, they looked at her and they said, no, it's not a good idea. And they looked at her and said, why is this waste of perfume? Why is that? Why do you do this? This is not right. You have to do it in the right way. We know how to do it in the right way. This is not the right way. Think about it. Just use your mind. They were saying that to her. Because for them, that thing, the sacrifice that she made, for them is a waste. Some people think about you and me coming to the church. Saying, hey, why do you go to the church? Waste of your time. Waste of your time. They don't understand. They don't get it. They don't get it. When you serve Lord in the church, people might think, this is a waste of your time. Waste of your money. Why do you give money to your church? Just use it for yourself. This is not wise. Is something like old-fashioned? No. It's not waste. When we give our money to missions, when we give our money to the church, we're actually investing. Amen? We're investing. We are saving. When we are spending our time in the church serving Him, we're actually investing. But some people might say, as a disciple said to this woman, you are a waster. You can be labeled as a waster. It doesn't matter whatever they think about me. But I'm going to continue to serving Him. Amen. I'm going to continue to come to the church, the house of the Lord. That's important. Because this is a consuming perception. Just have more. Eat more. Buy more. You know, try to satisfy yourself. Get everything from, you know, stores and go there and just get everything. You know, having too much is not bad. But when we have those things, when those things become idle, that's where these things become problem. I mean, become a problem. So, that's how they labeled her. But how did Jesus look this answer? He said, leave her alone. Amen? Leave her alone. Just leave her alone. She did right. I mean, the disciples had a wonderful idea, the best idea. I mean, sometimes those best ideas might not be God's idea, actually. But they had a wonderful idea, wonderful proposal. But Jesus said, leave her alone. Just leave her alone. He says, why are you bothering her? Don't bother her. She did the right thing. The right thing. People, I just want to tell you here, when we invest our money in a church, our life, everything, our time, we are not wasting it. Even though if we are wasted, so we're wasting on for Jesus. Amen? As this woman did. It's amazing, the disciples, they came forward and they rebuked her harshly. She didn't do this. It's not right. Because for them is, they look at it, that moment, that gift, in terms of money. It's not in terms of love. I mean, why did she do that? As I say, the motivation behind was is the money. It's not money. It was love. But they always look at things in the money. I mean, sometimes even in the church, there is a big difference actually. Supporting missions. And sometimes people might think, some churches think like writing checks is like a mission. No. Mission is beyond writing checks. In the future, what we are really, the opportunities for the OCC church, OCC members, we need people. We are not only just wanting your money. We need you over there. We need you to come over there and just help us in many ways. A lot of opportunities. We will talk about it later. But it's not only about money. Something that we can do together. Let's read one verse, and I'm going to continue my slideshow after I say this. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 14 to 17.
So this is Paul writing. He says, but thank God, He's made us His captives and continues to lead us. along in Christ's triumphal procession. Now he uses us to spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere, like a sweet perfume. Our lives are like a Christ-like fragrance, rising up to God. But this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. To those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smell of death and doom. But to those who are being saved, we are a life-giving perfume. Who is adequate for such a task as this? You see, we are not like the many hucksters who preach for personal profit. We preach the Word of God with sincerity and with Christ's authority, knowing that God is watching us.
Amen. I like this verse. In verse 15 it says, I'm just using NIV. So it says, "For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ." I like that word. The aroma of Christ. We are a pleasing aroma of Christ. I just wanted to leave that challenge for you. Not only just hearing, as I always say, I'm not here just only to tell you what God is doing over there in Alpha and what's happening, so and so, but I'm here also to challenge OCC members. Are you willing to be the aroma of Christ for your community, for your neighbors? Take that challenge. Of course, you have something that to give to people. God blessed us because to bless others. Think about it. Are you willing to be the aroma of Christ everywhere you go? If you don't like to be the aroma of Christ, then nobody will smell this wonderful perfume that we have. We have a wonderful smell that in us, which is we have received from Jesus Christ. If we're going to take that, people will say, "Oh, I love it. I love your perfume. I love your life. I love your peace. How do you get at this?" Then you start introducing Jesus. Amen? Just be the aroma of Christ. Just let's go to with my slideshow. So I will be quick with that and just give you some updates. How we're doing. Yeah, this is Gretz Klan. So I have 5 children, and the middle one, her name is Lydia. She's so funny. She's so funny. I mean, if I want to really laugh some days, so I have to go to her and talk to her. Just recently, before I left to here, so we have in our house 2 Bible studies, like Wednesday night, which is Yidi and his sister actually lead that one, and Sunday morning before the church. And Lydia, I was teaching. We were studying about the calling of Abraham, and I tried to teach that part, and I said, look, when God called Abraham, he was 75, and Sarah was 65, and Lydia, she couldn't understand what 75 is, because she had never met 75-year-old person in her life. The only person that she met, a Canadian, turned 80, last May, which his name is Bob Womack. He's from Dresden, actually. He comes to Ethiopia several times. And I was trying to help Lydia, and I said, Lydia, so you know, we call him Ato Bob. Lydia, you know Ato Bob, right? He says, yeah. So Ato Bob has just turned last May 80. So to understand what 75 years old means, just subtract 5. Take off 5, and that's Abraham. And Lydia said, wow, Dan, I didn't know that Ato Bob is just older than Abraham, she says to me. So that's Lydia. She always like makes stories. Okay. Yeah. Every time the number is increasing, last 10 years, like for the last 10 years, it was like the beginning, like 2 believers maybe. We had it. Every time God is, you know, increasing, the number is increasing because of, yes. This is some of the places that we're going to go, actually. Yes. It's beautiful. I don't want to talk about it more, but if you're interested, just come on.
come in, just visit. Okay, go. Next. I like this place too. This is another place that we're going to visit with Pastor Mike. By the way, thank you so much for sharing your pastor with us. This time he's going to teach. We didn't have before like that kind of the believers who can come together and just learn about Jesus. But now we have. So he's going to share with us. This is what I like about this partnership. So this is an active volcano, actually. It's really hot. So maybe next time when he comes back from Ethiopia, I assume the first sermon that you're going to have about health. He's going to, I'm sure, he will tell you hell is real. It's there. Okay, next. Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for ACC, OCC, because we have been, our region was struggling with a food shortage, drought affected the area, and a lot of people were struggling and starving. By that time, OCC gave money and supported and prayed too. So this was a food distribution actually on that time. Next. Camel Watering Center that we have in there, those wells, we have four wells digged in that area, and they served well in this drought season. People are really, really grateful about that. Next. This is very heartbreaking. On this drought season, the Afars lost 75% of their livestock. That was tough. So you can see, like, I think for comparison later, you can see the ground. There's no grass. The other green tree that you see is useless, actually. It's the animals don't eat that tree. It's useless and takes away, sucks the minerals, sucks the water from the ground. It's a useless tree. Looks like green, but it's not really helpful. So this was what it was looked like before it rained. Next. This is the water project that we have, wells, so people come and just line up for that water and just get that water from the wells. And my, you know, when I looked at this picture, it's very encouraging for me. Someday people will line up also for the living water. Exactly, they line up for this water. Next. Here you go. God really answered the prayer. Because let me tell you something in here. There's no way we are able to distribute food for 2 million people. Except God is not really rain. And we asked a lot of time people to pray, and you were faithful in praying. God immediately, after 2 years later, we start getting rain and the grass growing. Next. Yes. A funny story I have here. So we asked you to pray for the rain, and we got rain. Everybody's just celebrating. Things are growing. But when the rain came, we had really, really heavy rain in the area. And everywhere was flooding, washed away everything, even including animals. But we had a tornado. So you can see this is big trees, acacia trees, just turned down in that area. Not only that, like this big hail, the Afars got. I have never seen in my life like hail. It's a little hut, very little hut. We don't have like this kind of house, very little hut, and it goes through the houses. It's a kind of, the houses are, it's a plastic sheets for the cover, and people are just, just going there and trying to hide themselves, but they couldn't stay in the house, and they came under the tree, but the trees are like tornadoes are just turning down. And I was sitting there and I watching this, and what can I say now to Canadian? I asked for the prayer, I asked for the rain. Now it's a flood is coming and tornado is coming and hell. And I exactly located where that rain came from. It's from Canada. I'm telling you, it was because we have never experienced hell and tornadoes, all kind of thing. So I just want to ask you gently next time when you pray, Just enough rain, okay? Not Canadian one. I'm serious. Don't send that. We don't need that. Next. So the clan leader was very ill. This is the first believer actually in there. And he had pneumonia. And he said, no, Greg, let me just die. I don't want just survive after this. I don't want to, you know, go to hospital and everything. Because it was the road was not accessible by that time because of the flood. But, God healed him and he said, thank you so much. That's the message. He said, whenever you go, I know people are praying for me. Please send give my greetings and thanks. Okay. This is a nephew. Next clan leader. We can go another one. I just want you to pray about this project called Health Education for Half Our Lives Heal. Currently struggling funding-wise, but it's a great project, health project, and it's touching the Afar women. The Afar women are the least in the community. I mean, they are like, I'm sorry to say this, it's like property. Just people have them to make babies done. But this project is really touching the women life in that area. There is a woman volunteered from America, from United States, and she is 65. And she goes there and teaches this woman. It's a very, a wonderful project. And she uses, she's amazing, she uses her own pension to come there and serve the Lord. What's amazing story is here. But this project is just currently struggling financial-wise, so please pray. May God just provide a need for this thing. Next. I love this. This is my heart. I love everything, actually. So we start to just build, I start to just developing the primer for offers so they can able to read by their own language. So this is a primer in Afar. So this is their mother tongue. And I'm just finished 5 lessons. Not more than that. It needs to be finished 32 lessons. Long way to go. But it's a good start. So we started with that and giving trainings and teaching them in there. As the end of the goal of the literacy class is finally to switch those literacy classes into the house church. So helping those people reading and write, I think will help the church also. And they can it makes them able to read a Bible. So that's it. And this is some of the teachers that we have in teachers training. So you can see there, it says SIM on the certificate. It says, okay, next. This is another opportunity that we have. Just recently we received the from Japanese government. God can touch everybody, right? The Japanese nothing to do with the ministry, but I go with those embassy guys and I ask them for the money, to build something. So they gave us money for the youth center, training center in a place called Awash. So it's almost 80% of the construction is done. This is only one building, but we have this type of like 3 buildings. And they bought for us the computers and everything, furniture and everything is just there. What we need is the people. We need some people who can teach, like in those classes, like come for the English class and computer class and woodworking and metal works. Those are some of the areas, the things that we are in need. Next. I like this guy. He's amazing. He's a believer. Usually the Afars walk in this area 6 hours to get their supplies. Like, let's say one woman, she needed a salt, 2 kilos of salt. She have to walk 6 hours. But this guy is just brilliant. He did, like, he brought stuff in there, and he just rents those Isuzus. Actually, we call Isuzus in our area, Al-Qaeda. They're killers because they always, like... So he uses those trucks and brings supplies to the community. And he just sells in there. He really... He's getting rich. Beside that, the Afars don't eat any chicken and eggs, actually. But he start raising, having chicken farms. Introducing to the community and selling it to the government teachers around there. Next. So this is the future of our church leaders that we have. This is a training. This is some of the people Pastor Mike going to teach when he comes. Next. This is another group. So we have some ladies, praise the Lord. Next time, we're going to start some women programs. That is the with pink. It's not unusual for Canadian the men to wear pink, but this side, a man wearing a pink, the story that I told you earlier about Abdu, that's the man. This is a discipleship class. It's a great guy. It's my really right hand. His name is Sheikh, a former Muslim imam in the mosque, was leading. That's his son too, but they're really busy with discipling and, you know, coming alongside in this ministry. This is a meal time, so yeah. So we have also for the community, for the whole community, is a leadership training. So this is where also we had a leadership training. It, you can see, we give a training. We don't just bring some of the Western things, but trying to show through what they have, like livestock, how you can be a leader. So the man is just, if you look at the picture, the man is just leading the, his cattle. And so they understand that. Okay? Oh, I like this thing. I'll come back later. I'll show you some video. So we had a baptism 4 months ago. And it still is a challenge to have a baptism. I mean, if you understand enough, because one is, yes. One is, one of the challenges, I want you just to pray. In Afar culture, when you, they use this water to drown people and punish. So they look at it, whenever you ask them to be baptized, did I do any wrong? Why do I just go under the water? And the other thing is, it's the area is hot. Whenever they found the water, they go by themselves, right? So that's another thing. So to get the bath. So just pray about that. This is a wonderful story. Again, I'm going to tell you. In the capital of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, there are some students in some of the Afars, actually, believers. We are 10 of us, and we just started our church. So every Saturday morning, we come together and we read and sing, and we have our church. So this is our small church. And we start supporting our own people, too. I mean, we're paying our tithes in there, and just that's a good start for me. It's the right direction, okay? Another thing that Pastor Mike, when he comes, he will do is there are evangelical churches in Afar, but they're completely disconnected and isolated, living in different places. They don't have idea about how to reach Afar people. So we are mobilizing those churches to become also, to bless Afars and to be a witness, to witness to Afar people. So this is one of the programs. Oh, coffee. I know, Tony likes that. That's why he just brings up here. If you like, you know, if you want coffee, just come to Ethiopia. You know, very strong coffee. Coffee, I mean, Ethiopia is a home of coffee. So that's it. Let's show you some of two videos I have, and I'm going to finish. Okay? Yeah. This is the way we worship. Psalm 23, actually. I believe in God. No fear. I believe in God. I'm protected by His hand. No fear. No fear. It's a very popular song now. I mean, we don't just take the Western songs. The Holy Spirit just gives you songs. Just like that. So you can start. Just like that, we get songs and we just start singing. You know, exactly as it's written in the scripture. Some might have a song to sing. Some might have a prophecy. Some might, just like that. God just give a song. And you don't need to write down, you just sing. This is one of the songs. it's like came in and just it's became very popular. Everybody just likes to jump and sing, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, no fear. I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, no fear. So next picture will be about baptism. Let me talk about this video a little bit. So we baptized 5 people, and this guy was making a statement saying, I will follow in my whole life Jesus, and I'll go to those villages. He was naming by name. He's saying, this village, this village, this village, I'm going to go there and just preach the gospel. That would be my job. But I baptized him. And when I baptized him, he was filled by the Holy Spirit and a joy. And he was like, he don't know what to do with it. I mean, he was like, I don't want to miss this part. I wanted to have more of this, he was saying. And after I baptized him, let's see what he did. Watch him. So he just told me, he said, I want to get more of that. I want to get more of that. Let me go back again. I didn't know that. I wasn't sure that he going to do it then. I was just holding him in the water. He was just, oh. Praise the Lord. God is in work. God is just working. It's amazing. Always makes me, you know, one of the amazing part for me. God is just using this weak person here. Really, when I looked at myself, my dream, I was telling this morning to Tony, when I was child, my dream was just to go to the town and just have a Coke and a biscuit. That's it. I had a lot of Coke and biscuits. My dream is fulfilled. But his dream is just continued. Amen? God can use anybody. I'm not really strong enough to do this kind of ministry. I'm not really intelligent to do this kind of ministry. But by God's grace, because of his mercy, something is happening in Afar. And the most that I appreciate, the partnership that we have, the prayers. I knew when I send my emails, when I send my update, I knew somebody is praying. The church is praying. So that's why. Just please feel this is not or somebody just done in Afar. It's God is working through us, through you, through your prayers, through your supports. Thanks to be to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
We pray that God will use this message to strengthen your faith and draw you into a deeper relationship with Jesus. If you are interested in other sermons or want to know more about Aurelia Community Church, please visit our website at www.occweb.org.